今天是一个特别的聚会。
Today is a very special get together.
因为今天有两个讲员。
Because today we have two speakers.
一个是我，一个是 Stanley.
One is Pastor Zhao, the other one is Stanley.
其实应该大家对于 Stanley 有更多的期待。
And I believe a lot of people probably have higher expectations for Stanley's speech.
因为他一直在我们的印象里面是一个很安静、不太会说话的人。
Because he's often thought to be a quiet person who doesn't talk too much.
但是我跟他接触越多，我发现他有时候可能并不像我们想象中的那么样的安静。
As I get to know him a little bit more, I don't think he's what we think he is. He's as not as quiet as we think he is.
这是一个非常年轻但是非常有想法的，我们当中的一位弟兄。
And even though he's quiet, but he's very thoughtful.
也很细心的会准备他要今天分享给大家所有一切的信息。
And he spent quite a bit of time to get prepared for today's message.
所以大家如果等一下看见他给我们放的PowerPoint 的时候。
And later on he will play his PowerPoint that he prepared for today.
大家就知道他是有多用心。
And you will notice the time he spent, the effort he put into that presentation.
我可以先预告一下哈，当中我们会看到一张照片。
And I will give you a little bit sneak peek into his presentation. In one of his presentations, he will have this picture.
大家可以看到有盘子，有叉子。
And the picture is a picture of a plate and fork.
那这些盘子跟叉子是他在某一个安息天，当我们把垃圾丢出去之后，他再一个一个捡回来的。
And those plates and forks came from one of the afternoon after we threw out all the garbage. He actually went back and picked them back one by one.
然后把它数了，把它堆在一起，拍了一张照片给我。
And he picked them. He picked them out of the garbage.And then took a picture.
他会告诉我们他为什么要这样做。
And he will later on explain his presentation why he did that.
所以我要守好我的本分，我讲我应该讲的。
So for now, after this sneak peek, I should keep it to my side of message.
今天我们的题目是从圣经看人与自然的关系。
And today's sermon is really about relationship.Between humans and the nature from a biblical perspective.
人与自然到底是怎么样的一种关系？
So what is this relationship?
在相当数量的这个人的脑子里面，我们认为我们是自然界的主人。
And often, for many people, we consider ourselves the ruler of the nature.
所以有一些话呢，其实多多少少可以透露出这样的一种思想跟想法。
And often we reveal that sentiment that we believe we are the master of nature through many of the statements we make.
比如我们说人定胜天。
And they would say, human determines and the nature would just provide.
比如中国以前有一句石油工人经常会喊的一句话说。石油工人吼一吼呢，地球都要抖三抖。
And in there's an old saying which is said by oil workers who in the China who often said when the oil worker shouts, then the oil would just gush forward.
所以我们旧金山这么常常抖，可能就是因为他们常常吼。
And so if you look at San Francisco, we often have earthquakes. Maybe it's because oil workers shout quite a lot.
但是你从这些话里面可以看见，人会对自己有一个定位，就觉得说我是可以征服一切的，我是可以拥有一切的，我是可以掌管一切的。
And so even though that a statement was meant as a joke, but often you can see a bit of a glimmer of the sentiment we have. We often consider ourselves the master of everything.
文艺复兴之后，整个人类的思潮有一个很大的一个变化。
After the Renaissance, there was quite a bit of philosophical shift.
在文艺复兴之前 ，sorry， 在文艺复兴之前，这个大部分的思考思索的这个中心是以神为一个核心的。
And prior to Renaissance, many of human thoughts are centered on God.
那在文艺复兴之后，开始出现一种思潮，叫做人本主义。
And after the Renaissance, people start more centered on inwardly about what they can do.
对，在文艺复兴之前，或者之前的大部分的艺术作品都是跟信仰、跟神有关的。
So if you look at the artwork, that would probably the best representation. What happened is the evolution is prior to Renaissance, a lot of artwork centered represents God.
文艺复兴之后的绘画作品呢，上帝就已经消失了。
And many paintings after Renaissance, God seems to disappear from those paintings.
人就是整个宇宙、整个地球的这个中心。
And they often depict human as the center of the universe.
所以近现代的思想多多少少都是跟这种跟这种观念有关的。
And so modern thoughts are very much related to that type of evolution after Renaissance.
但是圣经到底是怎么样去评价我们与自然界之间的关系？
And how does a Bible really assess our relationship, human relationship with the nature?
我们要怎么样去处理我们与资源、与自然资源、与这个自然环境之间的关系？
And how are we supposed to deal with that relationship with the natural resources?
今天这就是我们要探讨的一个主题。
And today is a theme of our sermon, our speech.
第一，圣经所告诉我们的是一种，我们与自然之间的关系是一种共存的关系。
And the first point the Bible wants to convey is we are supposed to coexist peacefully with the nature.
共存其实呢都已经有一点言过其实。
And I think in my perspective, coexist is overstated.
就是说整个自然界从它的这个存在而言，它并不需要因为人而存在这一因为人的存在而存在。
Because the nature exists does not depend on the existence of human.
但是人是必须依靠自然界当中上帝所创造的万事万物而存在。
And yet, human cannot exist without the existence of nature.
对吧？那如果今天没有人的话，树木会长得很好。
And without human, in this earth, the tree still will grow.
自然界有它自我恢复的这一个机能，有个机制。
And nature has this incredible restorative capabilities that they can grow without human.
但是如果人要是没有树的话，那人就活不下去。
However, the converse is not true. If humans without trees, we cannot exist.
我们在看创世纪的时候，看上帝的创造，我们常常会看到上帝说，在结束一天的创造之后，上帝说，上帝看着是好的。
And throughout the creation week, we often heard God say, all is well, all is good.
上帝看着是好的，是上帝对自然界的一个评价。
And that is assessment of God when he looks what he created.
上帝看见这个山川的时候，上帝说，哦，这个是好的。上帝看见河流的时候，说，上帝说这个是好的。上帝看见海洋的时候，上帝说，我所造的是好的。
And when he beholds the mountain, the rivers, and the plains, he looked at everything, he said, all is good, all is well.
当上帝把这个天与地分开的时候，上帝看着是好的。
And when he divides the sky from the earth, he said,Everything is good.
我们今天活在这样一个上帝所创造的好的环境里面，好的自然界当中，我们有一个责任，我们不应该把这好的变成不好的。
So when God hands a human everything that what he considers is good to us, it is our responsibility to make sure we take care of what was handed over to us.
可是我们要想想说，我们今天有没有把这个山川变得更好？有没有把河流变得更好？有没有把树林变得更好？有没有把天空变得更好？
But if we honest in our honest assessments, if we look at the mountains, the rivers, the plains today, have we made them better?
我们到底 是不是正在进行把上帝好的东西变成不好的这样的一个历程。
And in fact, we think we're in the process of turning what is good, that created by God, into something that's not good.
那如果这有一天，这所有这自然界都因为我们而变成不好的时候，我们能不能够好好的生存在这个世界上？
And if one day the world that was turned over to us in a good condition turned into not good condition, can we still exist?
所以这个共存是我们所应该思考的一个关系哈。
So that I want all of you guys to think over this coexist, the principle of coexistence.
好，第二。
Second.
上帝要我们在与自然界之间，上帝在讲述我们与自然界的关系的时候，给了我们一个角色，这个角色叫做管家。
And second, God gave us a role when He gave us a nature. He wants us to play the role of stewardship.
我们刚刚 Louis 读的这段圣经里面有两个关键词。
And the scripture reading this morning, there were two key words this morning.
圣经上说，当上帝把人安置在伊甸园里的时候，给了人两个任务。
And when he put man in the Garden of Eden, he gave them two tasks.
这两个任务，这两个关键词都跟主权没有关系。
And those two tasks has nothing to do with sovereignty.
但是跟责任有关系。
But has to do with the responsibility.
所以上帝将人安置在伊甸园里面，叫人修理看守。
And he put man in the Eden garden so that they can work at it and also take care of it.
修理是什么意思？
What does it mean to work at it and repair?
修理就是说，如果要是坏了，你要把它修好。
And work at it means when something is broken, it's your responsibility to repair.
看守是什么意思？
And what does it mean?
看守就是我给你什么东西，你还给我什么东西。
And taking care of meaning that God expects that whatever He entrusts in you to return in the original condition.
你今天去歌剧院看看歌剧。
And so if any of us go to opera house to see an opera.
你穿了一件很昂贵的外套
you wear a very expensive coat.
门口有一个寄存衣服的一个房间
And often at opera house they have coat check.
然后呢你就把这些外套拿过去寄存在那
And often people would take off their coat and check their coat.
等你看完歌剧回来
and
出来的时候
after you finish the opera,
你希望得到什么
And what do all of us would expect when we return to the coat check place?
你一定期望说，我交给他的是怎么样的一件衣服，拿回来的是怎么样的一件衣服。
And of course, you expect the coat come back in exactly the same condition that you turned it over.
如果你拿回来这件衣服上面
，If you got the coat back,
有蛋糕，有葡萄酒，有果汁。
if the coat you got back was stained with either cake or wine stain,
少了一个袖子
or one of the sleeve missing,
你会怎么反应？
And what would be your reaction?
你会不会觉得说他尽到了他的责任，他做了他应该做的事情？
Would you think then the attendant did what he is supposed to do?
看守的意思就是说我给你什么，你必须还给我什么。
So taking care of it means you actually return that stuff back in original condition.
对，我不能，我给你一个好东西，你不能还给我一个破破烂烂的东西。
And it's not saying that you can give something good and got something returned that's bad.
我今天交给的东西都不是你的。
And because the principle is whatever I give to you, it does not belong.
只是你暂时看顾它，看守它，你暂时拥有它。
And you temporarily have it in your possession so that you can take care of it.
但是有一天我要叫你还回，还回来，还给我的。
One of those days, I will ask, demand that to be returned back.
所以圣经从来没有讲我们是自然界的主人，或者我们拥有整个自然界。
And so the Bible never once said human is the master of the nature, and they have the nature in their possession.
圣经一再强调的就是管家这个概念。
So the Bible stressed again and again that we are a steward.
无论我们的能力，无论我们的金钱，无论我们的家庭，无论我们的孩子，大到整个自然界，上帝一再的告诉我们说，我们是管家。
And whatever that we have in our care, whether that be our family, our children, our career, God has repeatedly said we are a steward.
我们请大家好好去思考“管家”这个词。
And today, I also want to ask you to dwell on this, the word steward.
圣经里面说，孩子不是你的。
And the Bible said very explicitly, children is not yours.
孩子是什么？
And what are the children?
孩子是上帝赐给你的产业。
And the Bible said children is God's legacy.
所以你跟孩子之间也是上帝把这个孩子交给你，你要好好去引导他，好好去教育他，你承担的还是管家那个角色。
So if any of us have children, it is God's inheritance that handed over to you, looking for you to guide that children.
金钱是上帝赐给我们的。
Money, same is with money.
我们不是金钱的主人，我们是金钱的管家。
We are not the owner of the money. We are the steward of the money, of the wealth.
同样，自然界也是一样。
And so is nature.
我们不是说上帝交给我，我把树砍光了还给上帝。
And it's not like we can when God hand you the trees, he said, I'm going to chop it down, and then when God come, I will just return the chopped down tree.
那上帝会问我们说，那你看守了没有？你修理了没有？
And God will ask you, on that day, that have we taken care of, and have we worked at it?
第三，我们要讲，圣经一直告诉我们，我们应该看顾我们所处的环境。
And third, the Bible also repeatedly instructed us to take care of the environment.
三个例子。
And three examples.
其实很多好，我只举三个例子。第一个例子是安息年。
And the first is talk about Sabbath year.
我们都知道说安息天是上帝为我们所设立的，为人所设立的。
We all know Sabbath day is a day specially set aside for.
那我们需要休息，我们不能够一直处在一种非常紧绷的一种状态里面。
Because as humans, we need a time for relaxation, a time of rest.
那安息年是为什么？
Then why? What is the concept of Sabbath year?
好，安息年是什么？安息年就是犹太人有一个规矩，这规矩就是说，他们每七年前六年的时候可以耕种，但第七年的时候不可以耕种，不可以播种。
And what is Sabbath year? The Sabbath year is every 6 years Israelites can work on the field. On the seventh year, they have to not till the field anymore.
那圣经里面在讲到这件事情的时候，很清楚说，谁要向耶和华守安息呢？
And the Bible said very clearly and asked who should observe this Sabbath year.
说谁需要休息？
Who?
啊？人需要休息还是土地需要休息？
And does it say the human needs rest or the land needs rest?
说土地需要什么？土地需要休息。
And because the land actually needs relief.
所以第七年地要守圣安息，就是向耶和华守的安息，不可耕种田地，也不可修理葡萄园。这一年呢，地要守圣安息。
So the land itself must observe the Sabbath to the Lord. For 6 years, sow your fields, and for 6 years, prune your vineyards and gather your crops.
Oh,
but in the seventh year, you just need to have a year of Sabbath rest.
所以上帝是说，你不能够对土地索取过度的，你不能一直种，一直种，一直种，一直种，地是会荒芜的，地会变成沙漠的。我们今天已经看过很多现实这样的例子。
And God actually demanded humans, and you can't just keep demanding stuff from the field. You need to give the field some rest.
第二，索取有度。
And the second is we need to take appropriate amount.
自然界会供应给人很多的东西，无论是动物，无论是植物，无论是这个水果，无论是蔬菜。
And the nature has provided us abundance, whether it be crops or nature and vegetables or fruits.
但是圣经告诉我们说，你应该取，你应该，你需要，你不要看见东
东西都想要。
And the Bible really tells us to take what we need only, not take more than what we need.
如果你今天去浙江，有一种鱼卖得很贵。
And today, if you go to China and to the province of Zhejiang,
也就是我的家乡。
And which is my hometown.
卖的最贵的鱼叫做黄鱼。
And there is one type of fish that is super expensive.
因为现在几乎打不到黄鱼。
And that type of fish is called yellowfish because the yellowfish right now is pretty rare.
我们小的时候，据我爸爸妈妈讲呢，这种鱼是堆在菜场的地上，大概两分多钱一斤的。
However, that was not the case. Nowadays, you can't. It's pretty rare to see yellowfish. But when we were young, the yellowfish is anywhere, everywhere.
为什么呢？因为打光了。
Because we overfished it.
就是我们已经找不到，打不到黄鱼，就被你打到绝种了。
So we overfished to the extent that it went extinct.
就是你可以，我们可以打一种东西，可以吃一种东西，吃到它绝种为止。
And humans sometimes can be so greedy, and they can eat something to the extent that until it went extinct.
就我们只要开始吃这样东西，开始流行，我们就可以吃到它绝种。
And because that fish was so tasty, so people just overfished it to the extent that now we no longer can enjoy that yellow fish.
罗丹岛是在渔猎局工作的啊，就知道说渔猎局在美国的渔猎局是有很多的规矩的。
And Elder Lore actually worked in fishing industry, so you know that in U.S. they have rules and regulations to prevent overfishing.
所以你可以看到很多钓鱼的人随身带一把尺子。
And so often in U.S. if you see a fisherman, they often carry with them a ruler.
就是如果你抓到一条鱼的话，你要量一量尺寸大小。
And by law, once a fish is caught, they have to measure the size of the fish.
太小的你得丢回去。
And the small size, the size that doesn't fit, they have to throw back.
警察是会来查的，如果你拿了太小的回去是违法。
And law enforcement often check on that, and if you violate the law, you actually will have to pay penalty.
不是说渔猎局有多先进，上帝老早讲过。
And it's not like we are saying the U.S. Policy is so advanced. God Himself actually said it already.
上帝说什么？上帝说，哎，如果哈，如果你看见路上看见有鸟窝
，And God said if you come across a bird's nest beside the road,
那里面有呢小鸟，也有蛋，也有这个母鸟在这个窝里面。
And said the mother is either sitting on the young or on the eggs.
上帝说你呢不可以一锅端。
And God said, do not take a mother with a young.
就你不能够把所有东西都带走，蛋啊、小鸟啊、母鸟啊，全带走，全煮了。
So God basically says you can't take the whole nest with you, the mother and young and the eggs.
然后上帝说你要什么呢？你要放掉母的，只可以去取那个小的。
And in those cases, God said, just take the young, but you need to let the mother go.
上帝说这件事情很重要，重要到一个地步。下面有一句话说，这样你就可以享福，日子得以长久。
And this small instance is really important to God. God said, you have to do that so that you may go well, so that you may go well with you and you may have a long life.
哦，这件事情竟然这么重要！上帝说，如果你这样做的话，你就可以享福，日子得以长久。
And this instance seems pretty significant to us, but in God, it's really important. He said that will ensure you have a long life.
这句话有错吗？其实没有错。那如果我们对自然界是任意的索取的话，我们可以享福吗？我们的日子可以长久。
And if we take from the nature more than what we need and at will, I don't think we can enjoy a long life.
第三，浪费。
And the last point I want to talk about on this topic is waste.
我们在讲到上帝的时候，我们一定会讲到上帝的丰富的。
And every time we talk about God, we believe God is a God of abundance.
当我们讲到丰富的时候，很多人会觉得，既然这么丰富了，浪费就是没有关系的。
And so many people, when they view God as a God of abundance, they believe waste is insignificant and it's not important.
对吧？我们像我们其实像我吧，我就不要说我们，就像我其实是经历蛮多环境的变化。
I myself personally experienced quite a bit of situational changes.
那从很贫穷到生活过得去。
I grew up in poverty, and then later on I was okay.
那从中国到美国。
And I also came originally is from China. Now I live reside in U.S.
那从物资缺乏到物资丰富。
And so I experienced a lack of material stuff until now I have quite a bit of material possessions.
这里面会有一个危机。
And so often when people go through those type of situational changes, they also experience crisis.
这危机就是当你觉得太丰富的时候，你反而觉得有了浪费的理由。
And so often when people live in life, live in abundance, they believe it's justified to have some sort of waste.
两个例子，一个是旧约的，一个是新约的。
And so I will give two examples. One is from Old Testament, the other one from New Testament.
第一，圣经里面讲到这个玛拿的时候呢，圣经里面有一个很重要的标准。
And so the story we want to talk about relates to manna.
说你们呢要按着个人的饭量呢去取。
And in Bible, they were instructed to say everyone is to gather as much as they need.
我少拿了一节，后面有句话说不要多拿。
Don't take more than you need.
不要拿的多过你所需要。
Do not take more than what you need.
因为当你拿的多过你需要的时候，你就会开始浪费。
And when you take more than what you need, you will start waste.
不是上帝不舍得给我们，或者说上帝给的，上帝觉得说我要限量供应，上帝说我只给你们所需要的。你也就用你们所需要。
And it's not like God is stingy and doesn't want to limit what He wants to give to you. He knows what you need. He only gives you what you need.
第二个例子是耶稣。
And the other example I want to share is Jesus.
所以圣经里面，当五饼二鱼这个神迹结束了之后。
And after the miracle of two fish, five loaves and two fishes.
这个五饼二鱼经过耶稣的手就变成。不断的供应。
And the five loaves and two fishes became unlimited supply after passing Jesus' hand.
可是当他们做完之后，当他们吃完之后，做了一件什么事情
？And after they finished and had everyone had their fill,
说他们把剩下的零碎收拾起来，装了十二个篮子。
And so the disciple picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces that were left over.
零碎哦。
And we were talking about all the leftovers.
这十二个篮子装起来干嘛？
And why did they fill those leftovers with 12 baskets?
运到 Milpitas 丢吗？
Do you think they actually decided to transport to Milpitas and throw it away?
No. 是要吃。
And so they wanted to save the leftovers for the future.
是耶稣给不起饼跟鱼吗
？Is it because Jesus doesn't have enough resources to get another additional?
万事万物都是他的，他用得着那么节省吗
？And everything is created by him. He doesn't need to be so stingy about this.
我们还需要把这些零碎都收起来。
And why does he ask the disciples to collect the leftovers?
你知道我们今天在全美国这个范围之内，我们一天会丢到多少的面包，丢到多少的食物，或者你家里面每天都在丢食物
？And maybe all of us, I think, experience this firsthand. Every day, every week, we probably throw out stuff, food and stuff.
那这个对于我们来说，是不是在一种好的状态里面，在一种善合乎上帝心意的状态？
So when we waste on a daily basis, are we living according to God's pleasure?
杜绝浪费是今天美国人要学会的一件事情。
And so prevent waste is something that we all of us have to learn, especially Americans.
四个法则。
And the fourth is four rules and and revelations.
也许可以让我们重新去思考我们跟自然界的关系。
And these four rules or regulations allow us to reassess our relationship with the nature.
第一个是 refuse.
And the first is refuse.
就是你拒绝使用对环境带来伤害的东西。
And refuse to use anything that will be harmful to the nature.
今天全加州 ，at least 北加州是不提供塑料袋的，对不对？
And so today, in today's environment, especially in Northern California, we actually do not, when you go shopping, people do not provide plastic bags.
所以如果要袋子的话，你要自己买。
And so all of us, if we want to go shop, we have to bring.
那但是呢，从另外一个角度上来说，这 refuse 应该是我们去 refuse， 而不是我们去拒绝，而不是说商家不给你。
And so the refuse actually should come from what our heart desire, which means we don't want to use plastic bags.
今天是商家 refuse 你，不是你 refuse 商家。
And today it actually turns out a lot of times we feel inconvenient because the shop owners never provide the plastic bags.
所以这个 refuse 就是说，如果你觉得这样东西对环境是会带来伤害的，你拒绝去使用。
And so if the first rules we should observe is refuse.Especially to anything that is harmful to the nature.
第二就是降低我们对物质的无止境的需求。
And the second principle we should observe is reduce the insatiable appetite for things.
每个人对物质都是有需求的。
And we all have needs for material things.
但是这个需求不应该变成无止境的。
But the need should be limited. It shouldn't be insatiable appetite.
我们是需要有衣服穿的。
We all need clothes to wear.
但是这个衣服不应该是满了一个衣柜再满满一个衣柜再满一个衣柜的。
But that does not mean that we should fill up three closets with clothes.
我们都是需要有鞋子穿的，我们也都是需要有交通工具的，但是不应该是无止境的事情。
And we all have our needs, but those needs should not be based on unlimited requests.
第三，尽量使用可重复使用的物品。
And the third principle we should observe is reuse.
那不要尽量不要使用一次性的物品。
And try not to use once and done type of stuff.
那第四就是回收再利用。
And the last principle we would like people to observe is recycle.
现在今年这个回收再利用最大的消息就是出在上海。
And the biggest news on recycle actually came from China, Shanghai, the city of Shanghai.
现在上海在全整个城市在做这种垃圾分类，然后尽量做到回收再利用。
The city of Shanghai right now is doing the whole recycle and garbage classification.
所以这是一个大的一个原则，大的一个方向，也是我们大的一个视角。
And those are four pretty big principles in our.Four different perspectives.
希望大家能够多多少少记得一下这个四二的这个法则。
And so that is let us all try to make effort to remember those four R principles.
那下面我们把时间交给 Stanley.
And let's turn our time to Stanley.
Stanley 会从比较小的这个角度来看我们现在就可以做的事情。
And Stanley is going to really enlighten us with small things we can do to help.
David 会做他的翻译。你看 David， 我上台的时候他从来不给我掌声。我下台的时候。
好。大家好，我叫 Stanley， 我的翻译是 David。
His name is David.
我今天想讨论就是关于一次性与可重复使用的餐具对环境的影响。
Today we'll be talking about the environmental impact of the single use versus the reusable tableware.
大家猜一猜，美国人每天平均要向垃圾填埋场发送多少垃圾？所以说。
So how much trash does the average American send to the landfill every day? Take a look at the quiz and see which one do you think is the choice.
They saw A, B, they saw C, 所以说 D, D 答案是 1.1 公斤或者2.4磅。
2.4 pounds is how much the average American send to the landfill every day.
我在这里有 1.1 公斤的垃圾，大概可以。
This is 2.4 pounds of, waste in a bag, trash.
那我们教会每周大概产出多少垃圾呢？
So this, how much trash does our church produce each Saturday?
上一周我们产生了 3.9 公斤的垃圾。
So last week we generated 8.5 pounds of trash after.
就是这一袋子的 3.5 倍。
Yeah, so it's about 3.5 times the weight of the blue bag.
好，那这个垃圾里面有什么东西呢？
Here's what's in our trash. This is our trash.
三分之二是有机的垃圾，就是食物和餐巾。
So about two-thirds are organics, so leftover food or napkins.
我们今天要重点今天要讲就是剩下29%的那个盘子、杯子和用具。
So our focus today is on the utensils and the plates and cups that we use each week.
那我们的垃圾每周会送到哪里去呢？
Where does our trash go every Saturday?
我们垃圾是到纽比岛这个填埋场。
So there's a, our trash goes to the Newby Island or Newby Landfill in Mauritius.
现代化的填埋场是很精心的来设计的，而且是监控的，但是它仍会对影响到环境。
So our modern landfills are carefully designed and monitored, but they can still impact the environment around us.
纽比岛的填埋场有300英亩。
So the Newby Island landfill is about 300 acres.
就是我们这个教会的停车场330倍。
So it's 330 times the size of our church parking lot. That's how big the landfill is.
它是在海湾这个岸边的那个湿地上建的。
So it is built next to the bay, near the wetlands.
这个填埋场要。监控因为这个污水有时候会从这个填埋场流到地里面，会损害这个边上的湿地。
So, the landfill must be constantly monitored to prevent the wastes or toxic water from entering our drinking water or the wildlife habitat.
它也会产生很多就是臭味，所以。
And if you ever drove by Milpitas, you know it smells.
所以 Milpitas 就有很多味道。好，那我们讲了这个产生这个垃圾的这些对环境的影响，那我们也可以讲一讲这个就是制造我们餐具对也对环境也会有影响。
Okay, so now we can talk about how producing the utensils.Will have an environmental impact.
餐具是怎么制造的呢？
So how are table or how's tableware made?
我们先开始比较这个可重复使用的叉子和一次性的叉子。
So we'll take a look at the reusable ones, the silver metal ones, versus the disposable forks, utensils.
不锈钢是用铁铬和镍金属制成的。
So stainless steel is made from the iron, chromium, and nickel metals.
大部分是从地面挖出来的。
So most are mined from the earth itself.
但是30%-40% 是来自废金属。
But 30% and 40% comes from scrap metal.
这个金属先融化。
So the metal is first melted.
然后压成平板。
And then pressed into flat sheets.
对，每一步都需要大量的能量和水。
So every step requires a lot of energy and water.
为了产生一个金属的叉子里面的这个40克的不锈钢。
So to produce one, 40 grams of stainless steel in this one fork.
你需要大概三，就是三个兆焦耳的能量。
So you need 3 megajoules of fuel.
一个兆焦耳就大概就是骑一个英里的自行车，可以这样想。
So, to generate 1 megajoule of energy, you need to bike for 1 mile.
你也需要八升水。
And you need 8 liters of water.
好，那我们现在看一下这个塑料的叉子是怎么制造的。
And now we'll look at the plastic fork.
首先我们要从这个漂浮在海洋中的微观动植物开始。
So, first we start from microscopic plants and animals floating in the ocean.
这些会被埋在地下，然后几亿年后会变成石油和天然气。
So these are buried in the earth, and after a few hundred million years, it turns into oil or natural gas.
这个以后我们就要从地下提取石油和天然气。
And you know that we extract, we take out the oil and gas from the earth.
世界上大约5%-10%的石油和天然气是用来制造塑料。
So about 5-10% of our oil and gas is to make plastic materials.
这个塑料就要加工。然后变成这些颗粒。
So we separate it and then process it to make plastic pellets.
这个颗粒要融化，然后变成叉子这个形状。
And it is then melted and shaped into forks.
制造这个塑料像制造不锈钢一样，也需要很多能量和水。
So in order to create a plastic fork, it's still It requires a lot of energy and water.
它也会产生很多污染。
It also generates pollution.
好，一个塑料叉子需要0.5个兆焦。
So it takes 0.5 megajoules of energy to create a plastic fork.
一升水。
It requires 1 liter of water.
我们可以跟一个不锈钢的叉子比较。
And you can see the comparison, the difference between a stainless steel versus a plastic.
再加上洗不锈钢的叉子的每次要洗。
So, and after we need to wash our stainless steel fork, so it takes 0.2 liters of water.
那要用几次塑料叉子就等于一个不锈钢的叉子呢？
So how many times will, we use the stainless steel versus the plastic.
用六次就那个能量就大概一样。
So one stainless steel fork is about 6 times the plastic fork in terms of energy.
大概十倍的水量。
And about 10 times water.
成本有20倍。
About 20 times the cost.
然后那个重量是8倍。
And 8 times the weight.
所以你用10-20次。
So if you use the metal fork 10-20 times,
你就已经会省钱，会对环境有益处。
So if you use those plastic, the stainless steel 10-20 times, it will be cheaper and more environmentally friendly than the plastic fork.
好，那我们现在看一下盘子。
Let's compare the plates.
瓷盘，
好。Ceramic plates.
瓷盘是从这个叫 clay 土地里面来的制造。
So ceramics are made from clay, which is dug from the earth.
这个主要先跟水和一些别的矿石一起混在一起。
So the clay is mixed with water and other minerals to make these discs.
然后要这样放到一个火炉里面。
Then the clay is shaped into plates and covered in a glaze and fired in a kiln.
大部分的能量是用来热这个窑炉的。
Most of the energy comes from heating the kiln.
你也需要30升水。
You need 30 liters of water.
好，那我们也可以看这个纸盘子。
And here's the paper plate.
纸盘子大家知道是从木材制造的。
Paper plates actually come from wood.
然后要磨碎成纸浆。
And it's grounded up into a pulp.
压成平的片并干燥。
Yeah, and then it's it mixed with chemicals, and then it's pressed into a sheet, and then dried.
上面再涂一层塑料。
So, and before it's pressed into a paper plate, the coating is applied on top.
最后切割并压入纸盘。
And then finally it's cut and turned into a plate.
制造14克的一个纸盘需要这么多能量和水。
Okay, to make 14, a 14 gram paper plate, you need about 0.7 megajoules of energy.
也可以跟瓷盘子比较。
And here's the comparison between the ceramic versus the paper.
所以用瓷盘子大概30次就已经会对环境有好处。
So if you use a ceramic plate 30 times, you'll start helping the environment. And after 100 times, you'll save money.
那哪个更好呢？可重复使用的还是一次性的
？So which is better, reusable or disposable?
这就要看你用多少次。
It just depends on how many times you use.
生产一个可重复使用的餐具或者盘子是需要很多材料。
It takes a lot of energy and material to produce one reusable plate.
但是它可以使用。几十年
，but it can be used for decades, many years.
一个一次性的餐具也需要很多能量和水来制造。
Yeah, so the disposable plates or forks will still require lots of energy and materials to create.
但是用了一次就要扔到填埋场里。
But you can only use it once.
我们鼓励大家把自己的盘子、杯子和餐具带来教会。
So we're going to encourage everyone to bring your own plates, cups, and utensils to church.
我们在这个房间里有一个盒子，大家可以放到这里，就不用每周带来带去。
So we prepared a box that you can store your plates and utensils here.
目前我们想让大家用完你的盘子，在厨房里去洗。
For now, we're going to ask everyone to.Wash your own plate in the kitchen.
洗以前请把盘子上的食物和油先放到垃圾桶里。
Before you wash the plate, please scrape your food or leftover materials into the trash can.
因为我们的排水管很容易堵塞。
Because our drains clog frequently.
希望可以顺利的开始，但是如果大家有什么建议的话，请说出来。
So, we are going to try to start to do this, and if you have any suggestions, please let us know.
好，感谢大家的收听。
Thank you.
我们。用可重复使用的餐具可以减少我们对环境的影响。
So by reusing disposable and tableware and reusing our plates and utensils, we can reduce our impact on the environment.
如果大家有对我们未来的环保项目有什么任何的想法，请 随时跟赵牧师或者我谈一谈。
If you have any ideas for future environmental projects that we can do, please feel free to talk to the pastor and Stanley.
好，有没有问题或者评论？
Does anyone have any questions?
目前我们想让每个人自己洗，然后放到这个盒子。
可是经过了一个星期呢，你不知道有没有蟑螂
啊？对，我们会放到这个盒子里面，它有个盖子。
Any questions for the young people? No? Okay.
那我还给。
Okay. Thank you.
Stanley 跟 David， 这是一个生活方式的一个建议，也是我们去思考上帝所托付给我们的责任，所以呢，我们给大家有这样的一个机会，如果你想要，在这一方面能够有一些调整，那我们可以带着自己的盘子跟叉子，到教会里面来啊。那我们有存这个盘子跟叉子的地方啊。那但是我们也不会停止我们这个餐具，因为难免有新的朋友会来，或者说是有这个忘记带碗或者带盘的这个弟兄姐妹们，所以我们还是会仍旧照常的去供应这个一次性的这个餐具，但是我们建议大家能够在生活方式上能够有一些改变跟调整，也让我们对于上帝所托付给我们的责任，托付给我们的东西，托付给我们的这些财富，能够更有管家的这个心态，让我们知道说我们是要修理，是要看守，是要保护上帝所给我们的一切，不单单是我们可以享受，也让我们的子孙，也让我们的后来人，他们也可以跟我们享受同样美好的上帝所创造的这个世界。那所以这是一个建议啊，那大家可以照着我们每一个人自己的感受，自己的领会啊，你决定怎么样的方式来参与，什么时候开始来参与，然后愿不愿意来参与，这就是大家个人这个决定，都没有问题。但是我们鼓励并建议大家能够对自己的生活方式能够有一个思考，也让我们更多的去更好的去扮演管家的这一个角色。谢谢 Stanley， 谢谢 David， 谢谢。